The Dodgers looking for their fifth straight win, taking on the Indians. Clayton Kershaw on the hill for his first start against the Indians since his rookie season in 2008. He'd get some run support in the second, a man on for Yasiel Puig facing Trevor Bauer.
6'2", 240. He swings and drives this one deep right center. It's got a chance and it is gone. And that's why the Dodgers don't give up on a guy like Puig. A two-run home run to right center field. His 10th home run, giving him 33 RBIs. And the home run ball continues to be Trevor Bauer's biggest enemy. And you give up a two-run homer on a night you're facing Clayton Kershaw. Uh-oh.
Left-hander into the wind. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep left field, headed to the bleachers. Home run, Roberto Perez. This game is tied at 2.
Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Kershaw wins this battle. Fourth strikeout. He's a guy that's not used to going into a dugout a lot of times, sitting, coming back out. The pitch swung on, socked high in the air to deep right center field. Robertson at the wall, he'll leap, but it's gone. And Bellinger, the top home run hitter on the Dodger team, hits his 16th to give the Dodgers a 3-2 lead here in the eighth inning. The pitch swung on and hammered to right, forget it, and this game is blown open. Wow, is this kid impressive. Cody Bellinger, tie-breaking home run in the eighth, a three-run missile to right here in the ninth, and the Dodgers lead it 7-2.
The Dodgers win their fifth in a row, taking it 7-5. Cody Bellinger now with 17 homers. That's the most in the majors since being called up April 25th. He has 4 multi-homer games in his first career 45 contests. He's the only player in Major League history to do that. Clayton Kershaw gets his 9th win, allowing 2 runs in 7 innings. The Indians come up short against the Dodgers. Terry Francona had to leave the game because of an illness, so was bench coach Brad Mills answering questions after the game.
No doubt, any time that you can go into what the 7th inning tied against him, I think, obviously there was a couple opportunities early that would have been nice to get and jump out to an early lead. But at the same time, the way the guys had some real good at-bats, I thought, against him. And to go into the 7th inning tied at that point with some traffic that we weren't able to score was nice to get.
How'd you think Bauer threw?
I thought he battled. I thought he battled through it. I think we've seen that before. I'm sure that he would say that he'd like to have a couple of those pitches a little bit, maybe put him in some better counts or whatever, maybe keep the pitch count down. But at the same time, he really gave us everything he had and battled through it, some tough situations there as well.
Obviously uncharacteristic, the bullpen gives up the 5 runs like that. Andrew with the home run gives up the home run, and then Boone in the 9, not something you see often.
You really don't. And there was a couple breaking balls that they were able to get the bat heads to do that. But, Andrew, he's been so good and so perfect. And to have something like that, I think it kind of stunned everybody to a point.
You haven't seen him much, but what do you think of Bellinger?
Well, he was pretty good tonight. Like I said, he was able to get the bat head to a couple balls and really deposit them where we'd rather him not. But at the same time, he was putting some pretty good swings on from some pretty good left-hand pitchers.
Can you tell us anything about Tito?
I really don't know anything so quickly after the game and so forth.
The series against the Dodgers continues on Wednesday with Corey Kluber on the hill.